guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I'm knocking out a bunch of videos tonight because every time I come across something I want to cover, I open a tab in my web browser and I leave it. And then I continue on my searching. And then before you know it, I've got like 9 tabs that I want to get back to. Sometimes I dump some because they're the least interesting of all of them. But this is one I came across and it made me smile. Think of this, guys. How many times have we been told that we joke about, and again, I have to be careful with the words that I use. We joke about women being upset because they're being replaced with robots, right? Lady robots. And yes, you'd never believe some of the words that they catch me on. I've actually uploaded this before and I had to edit it and I said I'm just going to re-record it. So I have to watch the words that I use. So many times we're told, hey, you know what, if you need to use a lady robot for your fun and activity, you're a loser. As a woman pulls out a hot pink, foot-long, you know, gasoline-powered Thunder Blaster 7000 and judges you as then she takes this to the bathroom. So we get judged and we're told, hey, anybody that likes these robots is a loser, right? I'm gonna tell you a great story, and I'm gonna tell you why this is never, ever, ever going to work. Because now we might be replaced with robots ourselves, and they may be better in the bedroom than we are. I'm so frightened. Meet Henry, the robot designed to be better than you in the bedroom. The world's first male robot has a few moves up his silicone sleeve. He looks a little bit like Sylvester Stallone with that hair. I'm not sure what's up with the face. All right, so his I don't know if this is written sarcastically or not, but I have to read it that way. His gaze is unshakable, as if he was actually enthralled by the recount of your wife's day. Notice how they're talking about now it's the wife, not the girlfriend, not just some girl, but it's your wife. Are you threatened? Enthralled by the recount of your wife's day. Abs, he's got 8 of them. Brutish good looks, he's got them too. And when it comes to manners, he only speaks when spoken to. Meet Henry, the world's first male robot, designed to steal your girl and thunder in one swift move. Batteries included. Henry is a product of Realbotics, the Californian-based company which specializes in making hyper-realistic robots. Previously, the company only focused on producing female robots for the lonely men, but have since moved their attention to the male robots for women in need of companionship, because apparently cats aren't enough. Or your wife, one of the two. Women have the same issues of loneliness as men. Wrong. Okay, women do not have the same issues as loneliness with men. Men will get over their loneliness in most cases. Men do better well on their own. Why? Because men are, and this has a lot to do with the work world and everything else. Men are good with things. Okay, oh, I get to build a computer today. All my computer parts are here. I get to put together a brand new computer. It might take me hours to do the LED lighting the way I want to, and so on and so forth. My day is booked. I'm good. Do I want to hang out with friends? No, unless they want to come over, drink a cold one, and watch me put together something. You ever notice how men huddle around a barbecue and watch one guy cooking? That's just, we're good with that, right? Same thing where again, some of you guys tease me for being an old school gamer, but I'm an old gamer, man. I like gaming. And I don't know how many of you guys have ever done this, but if you have a Steam account or Xbox or PlayStation, whatever, that records the number of hours of in-game, have you ever gone back to your favorite game like Skyrim or Fallout 4 or one of these open-world RPG games that you love playing and you go, I have 360 hours playing this. That's like almost a month of solid play during every waking hour, right? We can do that. We're good about being alone. Women are not. Women are social creatures. They need interaction with others. Completely different. Okay. People call them robots, but mostly it's about companionship. In this world of computers, people are missing out on human interaction explains Matt McMullen, the CEO of Realbotics and creators of Henry. In the aesthetic realm, companionship comes in the form of options, and Henry has quite a few. Every component of the robot can be customized from the overall appearance, including hair, height, build, to the size and shape of its fun parts. Now, here's what's interesting. It says you can change everything, so I could have made it easy for you. Hair, yes, and dark. Height, over 6 foot. Build, muscular. Size, who knows, right? You could have saved a lot of options here, guys. You really could make the photocopy of every Disney prince that girls see in the movies, and they would have probably been good. Most importantly, though, Henry is no one-trick pony. With a price tag in the region of Australian 14 grand, which is like US 10,000, I think, or like 8,500 in euro, and Australian 20,000, Henry can also interact with its owner by welcoming them home in their accent of choice before having a conversation about why reality television is such a joke. Heck, he can even tell his master jokes and drop romantic pickup lines like a pro. Are we worried yet? You should be, according to the article. Whilst users will still need to lug Henry around to the bedroom, it's only a matter of time robotic development will be advanced enough to have Henry hitting on your wife. Again with a wife thing. Harvard University mathematics expert Dr. Kathy O'Neill explained to the Daily Mail that Henry might be good for women as well as men. What's not to love about a dashing man-bot? It's possible they will outperform men in certain areas, not just in the bedroom. Perhaps that will encourage men to up their game and find out what women really want. And if they can teach him to give a massage and take out the rubbish, all the better. Here's the thing, right? Okay, let's say that a woman decides, hey, I'd rather hang out with Henry than you, my dear. A guy says, well, let's see. What do I really get out of this relationship? What do I really get out of this relationship? There's one thing I really want, and now I don't even get that anymore. So now I'm supposed to just give you back massages, up my game, take out the trash, pay the bills, walk the dog, change the baby's diaper. Like, I'm out. Like, no way. No way. See, what they really need to figure out is that men, yes, men do want companionship, and yes, they would like female companionship. And if they can't get so, sometimes these robots can replace a woman in that regard, and also with the fooling around stuff, right? But what they don't understand is really women already have that covered with lots of their toys. So the perfect robot for a woman, if men want to fool around with a woman, what's every woman want from a guy? Other than the fooling around, because they've got the toys for that. What do they want, fellas? Did you say money? Yes, their perfect robot would be an ATM. That really, they've got their toys, they've got all their goodies, they just need an ATM, a free ATM, that just gives, you know, $100 a day out of it. They'd be good. This is not the robot that they need. Take a look at what robotics have done in the past with the video below. I'll just play a quick second of this, and I'll mute it because I don't know what kind of... See, for me personally, this hits a little bit of the uncanny valley. If you don't know what the uncanny valley is, look it up online. Just type in uncanny valley. And it's this thing where when things start to look really close to human, but not quite good enough human, it creeps me out a little bit. Like I get a little creeped out. So for me, this is not a wheelhouse that would interest me personally. Now, I know some guys, like there was Turd Flinging Monkey and a couple other guys that have found that they do kind of like these things. But from my understanding, the skin feels pretty close to realistic. When you squeeze the tissue, it feels kind of similar. But if you look at it, like the way the eyes blink and the way the head kind of turns and the like, I just can't. For me, I can't get into it. But if that's your thing, hey, you do you, man. I got nothing against it. If it makes you happy, go for it. But the thing is, I don't think this will go well with the ladies. However, I think they may have a market some of the men population might be into something like this. But I don't think that would be anything that you would think of in a traditional relationship. So there you are, guys. Here's the real threat that Henry may soon be coming to a relationship near you. Interestingly enough, with all the poly relationships that are becoming popular, women don't have to go to a robot. Many women can just go to another guy. So they can date the ATM, they can date the house caretaker, they can date the one guy that's doing something else. And in some cases, the men accept this and all live under the same roof. I did a video about that. Don't watch it. It's gross. But my point is, I don't think this is going anywhere. I don't think we have much to worry about. And especially at like 15 grand for one of these things, I think we're safe. But I thought you'd get a kick out of this story, so I thought I'd share it with you tonight. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is, before I get too far, if you'd like to support my work, comment, like, share. That's always the best way you can help me out. And of course, go back and look at some of my older stuff and watch a couple of ads. That would be awesome. If you don't want to do it that way, you can always support my work with the links down below directly. And thank you for those of you that have. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And, you know, beware, because Henry may be coming to a relationship near you. Thank you.